Justin Haywood, brought to you by the National Guard, and I'm Allison Steele, the Nightbird. Justin Haywood from his first solo album called Songwriter, and it is a beautiful album, and I'm really pleased to say that Justin is visiting with us in the studio today. Justin, it's always a great pleasure for me to see you.
Oh, and always good to see you too, Allison.
And I have to get the bad part of the interview over first. I mean, I know you're going to hate this, but if I don't get into it, I won't be able to leave the studio for fear of assassination.
Fine, fine.
All right. What happened between you and John? Why are Blue Jays no more?
I think really that we saw that it was something we wanted to do,
mm-hmm.
the Blue Jays album, but that was it. I don't think it was meant to, go any further than that. Really.
Oh, all right. Well, that puts a different light on it. I thought that you went into it with the idea that this was going to be, it's like marriage. This is forever, darling.
I think you go into a lot of things, and you're not quite sure what's going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
But I think we said what we wanted to say together, and the best thing for us now is on our own.
It was such a lovely album, though.
It
now,
was, yeah.
now you
I
have
was very proud of it.
You have two crosses to bear, in a way, because I think most of your fans would, not that they have any less regard for Ray or for Mike or for any of the other guys, but they were particularly pleased to see you and John together, and now you not only have the onus of having not having the Moody's as a whole, but now not having the Blue Jays. So you're going to get a lot of heat on this. You're aware of that, aren't you?
But what do you mean a lot of heat? What does that mean?
Blue Jays fans I will be terribly disappointed as they were when the Moody's dissolved.
Well, these things, I mean, you can never plan these sort of things. Somebody said asked me more or less the same thing this morning, and you can never sort of think. I didn't think like 3 years ago, oh, the Moody's will split up, then I'll make an album with John, and then I'll go on my own.
Yeah.
Just things, circumstances happen, and a chain of events happens, and in the end, it always comes out for the best. I'm sure.
Yeah, that's. And somebody said that once. It was in a movie, and the movie was a that never got any place. But I always remember the one line from it: "Your prayers are always answered. Whatever happens, that's the answer."
Yeah, sure.
And it's a great way to look at it. Well, I'm glad that was nothing more than that. How is John? Is he all right?
He's very
well,
yes.
And I understand that he also has done a single album.
That's right. Yes.
And let's see, Ray has done his second album, and I understand Mike has finally gotten down to writing.
Mm-hmm.
And let's see, who did I miss?
Graham.
He's got an album.
Well, I tell you, Graham's album is particularly nice this mm-hmm. time. I think it's out in a couple of months' time. And we had a little play each other your album session a few weeks ago.
That makes us.
Yeah, and we enjoyed it and had a lot of laughs.
Did anybody work on anyone else's album?
No.
No. Okay, so you're out of that. The name of the album, of course, doesn't surprise me a bit. And I was delighted with it because it says it all in that one word. And yet the emphasis on your career never was on the writing before, was it?
I'd had a lot of great success, with the writing, and a lot of that's very dear to me, particularly a couple of years ago. I was at the ASCAP Award in England for my writing there.
I know that you wrote most of the stuff for the Moody's.
Well, I wrote a lot of the things that were singles.
Yes.
But actually the title... But the title of the album really came from... it didn't have a title. Mm-hmm. I won't tell you what the working title was. That was a little crazy.
Yeah.
But the title came from a coupling of songs on the album, which mm-hmm. is about a guy...
Songwriter Part 1, yeah.
Yeah, and Part 2, which is about a guy who... in the second part, who wakes up dreaming... mm-hmm. a guitar riff.
I know.
But it just seemed an obvious title, you know.
But it's still a dual thing. I mean, it is autobiographical in a way.
Yeah. It was Tony Clark. I mean, he's always good on titles. Mm-hmm. My producer, Tony, he said, well, you should call it Songwriter.
That's
the day before we did it, you know.
It's a hard thing to come up with, isn't it? A title for an album.
It is hard.
Something that'll grab and sell. And we're going to take a moment here for a word from our friends at National Guard.
The Guard belongs to the people. People are the National Guard. Just plain people helping people when things get a little hard.
Want to beat the job shortage? Try the Army National Guard. We've got 400 different part-time jobs, and each one will get you ready for a good full-time job. You'll find openings in fields like electronics, communications, and civil engineering. And you'll be making some good money. How's $50 for one weekend? There's a job that's right for you in the Army National Guard.
The Guard belongs. The Guard belongs to us all. Maybe you belong in the Guard.
The Army National Guard offers you skill training, good pay, and the most important part-time job in America. For more information, call toll-free 800-638-7600. That's 800-638-7600.
This is the Nightbird, Allison Steele for the National Guard, and our guest today, Justin Hayward.
No deposit.
Songwriter, and it is, in addition to the content being just very satisfying for any Justin Hayward fan, it's an extraordinary cover, Justin. I mean, I feel that there's a great message here that I think I've got it, but I'm not quite sure. Tell me about it.
It's just started with I wanted a nice piece of graphic work mm-hmm. that included a picture for each of the songs.
Mm-hmm.
And so after the album was finished, you know, put together a sleeve with a picture that would represent the story of each song. Each song is a story in its own little way.
And I love the pictures. I love Stage Door, and I love Doing Time. It's just and I love the picture of you. The man who did this is very talented.
Yes, strangely enough, there was a quote in a paper today in one of the music trades that came out that said that the album was done under hypnosis. What he actually meant, it's quite wrong, what he actually meant was that a firm, graphic design firm, called Hypnosis.
Yeah, but I love the way they spell it. H-I-P-G-N-O-S-I-S, Hypnosis.
That's right. They're lovely people, actually. They do the Pink Floyd's sleeve.
Oh, they did
and
that.
My best friend, Eric Stewart, they do his sleeves as well, the 10cc sleeves.
Oh, of course, that's
right. Which are always excellent.
Yes, they have beautiful covers. Yes. Is he your best friend?
Yeah, I've known Eric ever since I came into this business.
Isn't that surprising that you would not have landed in the same group?
Well, we've recorded a lot together. In mm-hmm. fact, Blue Guitar was it started. The original recording that is me and Eric.
That's great.
In Strawberry.
Because I would think that that your directions are very similar. You know, in music, the 10cc has almost the same kind of feeling that you always seem to come out with, and that is. Oh, I wish I could put a name.
I think as groups, you know, as bands, we were very different, and of course they came along slightly after us. But I have great respect for them, and I always knew they'd do it, you know, as Hot Legs and Eric on his own, and as Hot Legs, and then as 10cc.
We're going to take a moment here for a message, and then continue with Justin Hayward and more of his music.
The God belongs to the people. people are the National Guard. Just plain people helping people when things get a little hard.
If you're out of the service or planning to leave soon, the Army National Guard needs your experience, part-time, and will pay you well for what you know. You got a good chance to get in at your old pay grade, and you get insurance, retirement, even PX privileges. Your Army Guard time will be added to the retirement points you've already earned, and your experience makes you an excellent candidate for promotion. It wasn't easy to build up your skills and benefits. Find out how the Army National Guard can help you keep them. Call us toll-free at 800-638-7600.
Here is Justin Haywood, songwriter.
We won't be sleeping on our own tonight. Star that guides us is still shining bright. And in the darkness there will always be a light. I think I know now what is wrong and what is right. Cause I was raised on love. Yes, I was raised on love. And I thank heaven above for being raised on
Justin, on this album, what's the thing that you feel most proud of? What is the cut that you think is most indicative of what's inside Justin Haywood?
There's emotionally and technically, I mean, two different things. Stage Door, mm-hmm. I think Tony Clark deserves some recognition for as a piece of production. And... you know, I enjoy that track, and I know that it means something to me. I mean, the song itself is about a mum and dad going to a concert where their daughter has been left home, and she's first night on stage. Every night is a first night for someone.
Yeah.
But that actually happened to me, but slightly different form at a concert a few years ago, where before the show I was delivered a couple of letters,
mm-hmm.
and. I just didn't have time to open them, and I thought, well, I'll read them after the show, you know. And did the show, and after the show, I opened this one letter, and it was from somebody, a lady, that I'd have given anything to have seen again. I hadn't seen her, you know, for the one person I'd have given anything to have seen. And in the letter she said, I was sitting in row G, seat number 29.
Oh,
and I rushed out front because there was nobody there.
And she was gone.
And if only I'd have opened it before the show, I'd have known that she was there.
How frustrating. How do you cope with something like that?
Well, I just kick myself and hope that it'll happen, you know, to come around again.
Isn't that amazing? We're going to take a moment here for a message and then continue with more music.
The God belongs. The God belongs.
How'd you like to choose from 400 well-paying part-time jobs? In the Army National Guard, you pick the career skill that interests you and get paid to learn it. And since the Army Guard is a part-time job, you'll still have plenty of time to use your skill to find a good full-time job. Get started today. Call toll-free 800-638-7600.
I want everyone to hear more of this really lovely album. Justin Haywood, songwriter.
Alone. just to see your name in lights. We're writing you this letter, 'cause we're with you tonight. Your mama misses you so, and your papa wants you to know that, babe, we want you to